Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're going to be taking care of business for you this morning. We hope you stay tuned because we have a very good show this morning. Cindy Weinfurter and Kevin Hamm, owners of The Free Market, are our guests this morning. We're going to be hearing about how they started the business and their recent move into their brand new facility. But first, we're going to talk to you about the SCORE chapter. My name's Tony Bush. I'm glad you joined us this morning. In the studio is Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Another beautiful day, and I hope everybody had a great 4th of July.
Yes, yes. Happy 4th to everyone from all the folks at SCORE. Our SCORE chapter is located in the Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. SCORE is a national organization, and our office in Appleton, our chapter services 3 cities and 8 counties, from Appleton down to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have 46 mentors in our chapter, and a mentor is someone who has business experience in an area of expertise that could be of benefit to a person who owns a business or wants to start a business. For example, marketing, accounting, banking, HR, intellectual property, social media. If you are in business,
Tony, and you have some, don't forget cash flow.
Oh, yeah, cash flow. There you go. But that's the crux of all the business anyway.
Right.
But anyway, if you have a question about something that you're at a wall in your business, you just don't know how to get past that hump in the road, contact SCORE, and we can provide a mentor that could probably offer you some really good assistance. And we also team up with each other to bring you different dimensions of assistance for your business. You can reach us at foxcities.score.org. That's our website. If you go to the website and click on mentoring request, you can fill out a sheet, and in that sheet they ask to ask you to basically tell us what your need is. And if you can articulate that as well as you can, then we can pair you up with a mentor who has that expertise to assist you. And after you hit the send button, you'll probably get a call from a mentor within 2, 3, 4 days to set up an appointment for you. So if you're looking to get some mentoring assistance for your business or you're looking to start a business, contact us at foxcities.score.org.
And, Tony, don't forget the one best part about the mentoring is that all of our mentoring is free.
It is.
So you're getting the value of people who normally would be very high-paid consultants for free. So it's a fantastic service.
And that's a good point, Randy, because the driving force behind SCORE, which we're celebrating our 50th year anniversary now, started back in 64, is to give back. SCORE was an acronym when it first started, Service Corps of Retired Executives. And after folks retired, they wanted to give back to people who were starting their business or halfway through their business lives. Well, today it's changed a bit, and you don't need to be retired to be a SCORE mentor. So this is a good opportunity to put out a call to anyone listening who thinks they'd like to be a SCORE mentor and give back to the business community, to their community. Please contact us at foxcities.score.org, and we can set you up with a couple of interviews, and we'd love to have you apply because we're looking for good quality mentors who want to give back in Appleton, in Oshkosh, and in Fond du Lac.
Right.
Well, with that, we've told you a little bit about the SCORE chapter and what's going on in the free services, but we also do seminars, and Randy's here to tell us a little bit about 3 seminars that are coming up in several communities.
Right. We're going to have a very, very busy schedule coming up. The first one, of course, is coming up here in July, starting on the 16th, and mm-hmm. that's going to be our Simple Steps program. It's going to be held here in the Fox Cities. The first session will be at the Copper Rock, located in downtown Appleton, so it's the Copper Rock Coffee Shop. That, as I said, is going to be on the 16th. It is going to be the basic program startup for the Simple Steps program. It runs from 8 a.m. until 12:30. It includes coffee, snacks, and lunch, as well as some excellent information. We're going to have an attorney there from Epiphany Law who's going to discuss the different types of business structures. So that one, as I said, is in the morning. It runs from 8 until 12:30 on the 16th. Then after that, each week thereafter, we'll be having sessions at the Fox Cities Chamber Building. Those are evening sessions. They run from 6 until 9, and they'll be on each Wednesday night. So that's the 23rd and 30th of July and the 6th and 13th of August. Mm-hmm. You can go out and register for the programs online. Like you said, it's at our website, foxcities.score.org. You can get out there and either register for the whole package or one particular package or whichever group of programs.
Pick your topic.
You pick it, yeah.
And the second session is basically legal entities, structuring your business properly.
Correct.
The third session would be social media
and marketing. Yep.
Fourth session is accounting, going through the financial statements, balance sheet, income statement. Mary Lou Vandehei, our chapter chair, a retired accountant from Kimberly-Clark, does a great job on that program.
Right.
And everyone attending gets a free disc with all the templates on it, so you can go home and apply that to your business.
Right. And then the last one, of course, is your favorite, and that's called funding sources, or where do I get the money?
The pot
and
of gold.
So
yep.
We start talking about all of the traditional and non-traditional sources of funding, general lending, all the way down through to crowdfunding and that type of thing.
And what are those dates again, Randy?
The first program is the 16th of July at the Copper Rock. Then after that, the 23rd, 30th, August 6th, and August 13th in the evening from 6 to 9 at the Chamber Building. So, again, go out and register.
And when you go to the website, you're going to find that we're going to have this again in Fond du Lac?
Yes, the program is going to come up. We're going to be doing the same program in September,
right.
Beginning on the 17th, in Fond du Lac. Right now, we are still finalizing the location,
sure.
But we will have all of that information out on the website. Again, it'll be five sessions. That one down there, all five will be in the evening.
Yep.
And so we'll be giving you all the details on it. So watch the website for that.
Starting September 17th.
September 17th.
And then the 24th.
Correct.
The 30th. Or the 1st.
Yeah, going through
the 8th and the 15th.
Going through 5 weeks in a row. Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome. And we also have the healthcare seminar coming up on September 17th. That's a big event.
Right. As I said, we're going to be really, really busy in September. September the 17th. Also, we'll be doing the Affordable Health Care Act Today program. We did this in December,
May.
And it was very, very popular. People said they wanted updates. And so what we're going to do is do this in September, because that'll get people primed up for all the things they need to know for October and November when it comes time to re-register and make new decisions for next year. The program is going to be held at the Bordini Center, the Venture Center, at the Fox Valley Tech. The price on it is going to be $15. You can register again online. Everything is all set to go on that one. It will be from 8 a.m. until 11. We're going to have three speakers there again, the same three that we had, which will be including Linda Heintz, who is a national expert on the Affordable Health Care Act. We will also have John Alness, a local gentleman who has insurance, primarily in the area of personal insurance areas. And then we will also have Kurt Haling. Kurt is a CPA, and we'll talk to you about it on the area of what do I have to do for planning.
The theme of the program, the seminar, is basically how to apply the Affordable Health Care Act to your business or your personal situation. So we're going to be distributing a lot of information, but what Linda and John and Kurt demonstrated in the first session on May 6th was the ability to transfer. The people attending knew better how to apply the law to their business, not just getting information.
Right. Yeah.
It's important.
This is a how-to. Yeah. And the format is set up so they're going to be doing probably an hour and a half, each one speaking for a period on their subject. And then the second half of the program is going to be all Q&A.
Yep.
Open to, what are your questions? So if you're planning on coming, bring a number of questions that are on your mind so we can answer them for you.
In fact, when you register for the program, we give you the opportunity to suggest a question that we can discuss when you get there.
So right.
We'd like to get the input from the audience as they register. If you have a specific question, go ahead and post it on the website, and that will be answered at the seminar.
Right, and just a reminder, if you go out to our website for the SCORE, I mean for BizTalk, which is the BizTalkWithScore.com website, there are links also that take you directly to each of the areas, so you can link directly to our local programs that are coming up.
Right.
You can link in to request of a mentor, or you can link in if you're interested in becoming a volunteer. So
Right. This
our website does a good job on giving you all the direct links easy.
Well, there's a lot going on, and we hope you can participate this fall. And if you can't attend any of those seminars, once again, just contact us at foxcities.score.org, fill out a request for mentoring assistance, and someone will contact you, and we'll do a one-on-one. But we're going to get you one way or the other.
Yep, and we want to get you in business.
Yeah, absolutely. We also want to say thank you to our sponsors this morning. Without the sponsors, we could not bring you this show. And those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Elberts & Haling CPAs, Epiphany Law, eBiz Results, Oshkosh, where they actually built BizTalkWithScore.com and help us maintain it. So thanks to Mike Pulvermacher and his team. Also want to thank the Business News, Jerry Mader, and Larry Dash for helping to promote our program in their biweekly periodical, The Business News. And if you're not subscribed to it, as a business owner, you should be. For $20 a year, it's going to provide you a lot of business information that will help you with your business. And we want to announce today that we have a new sponsor with us. We're very excited about them. They're Bank First National. They're starting today. They're going to be with us through the end of our radio year. Glad to have them aboard. And you'll be hearing more about Bank First National in the coming weeks, and we're going to have one of the representatives on as a guest to tell us about the bank and the services they provide, not only to the business community, but also the consumer community. And they're a holding company that's headquartered in Manitowoc, and they're locating their new office out on West Wisconsin Avenue. Some of you may remember the landmark building, the Paradise Club. Well, that's gone now, and that's going to be the site of the new Bank First National. So with that, we're going to take our first quick break. We'll come back and we'll meet Cindy and Kevin, and we're going to talk about the free market. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Welcome to BizTalk on WHBY. We're glad you joined us this morning. And our guest is Kevin Hamm and Cindy Weinfurter. They are the owners, the proud owners of the Free Market, which just relocated on West Wisconsin Avenue. Good morning, Cindy, and good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about yourselves and a little bit about your store, where you're located.
We're in 734 West Wisconsin Avenue in Appleton. It's right on the corner of Richmond Street and Wisconsin. We just moved about a month ago, and we're looking forward to our grand opening coming up this week here. But our store basically just moved two blocks down the street, mm-hmm. and we were in a strip mall in the Bell Heights Center for 11 years. And we've been working on expanding our business for a number of years, and we just made that move this past spring. So we're pretty excited.
Well, that's great. What does your store do? What is the Free Market?
The Free Market, the name comes from us being an organic grocery store. So the free comes from chemical-free food, pesticide-free food. And then we also do things for people with food allergies like gluten-free, dairy-free, and like we have cleaning products that are scent-free, shampoos, conditioners that are all natural, no preservatives and that type of thing in it. So,
and do you have a website, Kevin? Do you have a phone number? I'm sure you have a phone number.
Phone number is 968-1260, mm-hmm. and website is The Free Market. And if you want to email us, oh no, Cindy's correcting me. Give me a correct website. It's THEFREEMRKT.com for the Free Market.
Or you can go out to our website and you can see it, and there's a direct link to it. So
what's our website?
Our website is Fox. Right there. He did it to me. Okay, BizTalkWithScore.com. Yes. Thank you, Tony. That's two today you got me on.
No, I'm not trying to get you.
Anyway, I'm running a little slow this morning anyway.
Yeah,
so.
You must have had a long night last night.
No, I had a long day playing golf, so I had a good
time.
Well,
there you go.
Okay.
No,
I was going to.
Round.
I was just going to ask, though, where you're located and so on. How did you, or what's your background as far as in the area of organics?
Actually, most of the background for the store came from my work history. I used to work for the COPS Food Centers and was in charge of their natural foods departments. And throughout the years, I had always wanted my own store. And every time I'd get where mm-hmm. I had stuff collected in the garage, they'd promote me. Okay. And finally, I just decided, yes, we needed to open the store. So my husband and I opened the Free Market in Appleton, and which is the greatest market to be in.
Right. Okay.
Well, it's interesting that so many businesses start in a garage.
Well, we had been accumulating things, and at one time we had a storage unit, and finally I said, you know, if we're going to do this, we really need to do this. And the timing was very good. At that point, Cops Corporation had been purchased by Roundy's, and we could kind of see the direction that they were going. And, you know, Cindy had had this dream for a long time, so we decided to take the step.
Take the leap. We're going to take a quick break right now, and we're going to come back on the other side for a good segment on learning more about the Free Market and how it's healthy for us. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY. Working for a living, working. Working for a living, working. Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living. And we're working this morning to help you make a living. You're listening to Biz Talk. Our guests this morning are Kevin Hamm and Cindy Weinfurter. They're the proud owners of the Free Market that just relocated to a new building on West Wisconsin Avenue. And in our first segment, we heard a little bit about Kevin and Cindy's backgrounds. Tell us a little bit more about how this all got started. It started out with a dream and then a career change or a company change where you were working, Cindy, and you guys decided to take the leap.
Well, it actually started with, it was a long process, but I took a class in small business at the Technical College in Stevens Point, and that's where the actual dream started to take form. Mm-hmm. The Free Market beginning plan was in that class, and then I realized that, yes, I did want to do this. I did want to pull it through, so then I looked up organizations that could help me, and SCORE was one of the ones that we chose to use to develop the business. Mm-hmm. And we started on out with a business plan, which I, at the time, I thought, oh, business plan. You know, so it's just a bunch of numbers. I put it on a paper. It's no big deal. But it's not, it's more important than you think it is. No matter how long you have been in business, no matter how, you know, if you're going to expand, you need direction. You need a map where you're going to go, and that's your business plan.
And speaking of that, how long have you been in business now?
11 years.
11 years.
Okay. And when you said you know, the business plan, how surprised were you, and how long did it take you to actually develop that plan?
I thought it was going to be like a simple process of maybe a few pages. My first business plan for the Free Market was 38 pages long, and it took me full time to do it. I would say a good 2 weeks that all I worked on was the business plan.
And were you preparing that for funding as well as opening the business itself?
It started out that I was doing it to find out the direction of the business, and then we used it, fine-tuned it, and used it to get our financing for the first store.
I'd like to give out the phone numbers quickly. If you're in the Appleton market, you can reach us at 281-1150. 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, you can use the TDS Metrocom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. I wanted to bring up again, you mentioned in the opening segment, you're having a grand opening this week. Tell us about the grand opening.
The grand opening is our way of saying thank you, you know, to everybody for supporting us for 11 years. And this week we have all kinds of just really phenomenal deals for people to come in the store. And for people that have never been in our store, we're basically a grocery store. So what you find in a regular grocery store, we have natural or organic versions of it, from produce. And this time of year, there's lots of local produce. And then, you know, milk and dairy to frozen things to shampoos and cereal.
Okay. And your store, I was in the store the other day. It's very, very nice. It's very attractive. It's very inviting. And the staff is very, very friendly.
Thank you. We get comments on our staff all the time, and we've been very, very blessed in finding good people. And when we do interviews, we try and find the personalities that will fit with our existing team. Mm-hmm. And we think that's very important because our business isn't rocket science. We're basically putting things on the shelf and checking dates and doing special orders for people. It's something we can train somebody how to do. But the personality of how they're going to fit in the store, that's something that is, you know, a core to a person.
Absolutely.
So we try and find people that are going to be people that like to work with people because mm-hmm. we're a retail business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Cindy, I'm going to go back to some of the stuff you were talking about a little bit about your business plan. Can you tell me a little bit more about, you know, what went into it, but also so people understand, what was the probably the most difficult part? What did you have the most trouble with?
The most difficult part was the projection of the expenses for the next and the cash flow basically for the next 3 years. Because you have no idea what's my electric bill going to be. I naively put a small amount for our electric bill, and when we got our first one, Kevin almost made me put my head between my knees so that I and deep breathe so that I wouldn't pass out.
Yeah, some of those surprises are not welcome.
Yeah, you don't know what they are. If you can find a like organization mm-hmm. that you can talk to business owners that have a store like close to what you're going to do. I know we all think that ours is the only design of this type of store, but there are businesses like ours, and find out what is their electric bill, what is the average rent. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, what percentage should you right. pay for rent and right. compared to your sales, and how many customers are you going to have come through the door mm-hmm. to be able to pay it.
And what's your margin on each sale?
Right,
so
right.
you have the cash to cover things.
Yep. Also, sources of where you can get your supplies from. You know, if yes. you're a t-shirt making business, you know, you can find t-shirts probably a number of places. But you know, you have to look at quality issues and pricing issues and decide which way you're going to go.
Cindy, you were talking about the cash flow, and in the pre-show, you mentioned that you had an aha moment. Would you share that aha moment with the audience?
Yes. When we first opened the store, Kevin was still working full-time, and I was running the store, and he was helping part-time in the store. And then he decided to come to the store full-time because we were at that crossroads. Mm-hmm. And he kept saying, if our P&L on our QuickBooks says that we're profitable, how come we don't have money on the checkbook? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, that's a real good question. And I kept saying, you know, well, it's all a matter of cash flow. And then one day I sat down and I did number crunching. Mm-hmm. And by number crunching, putting all of the things in place and taking an overall view of it.
You're reviewing the checkbook at this
right.
point.
Checkbook register.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And it was like, oh, my gosh. And so we sat down and I showed him where we were. And that's when we came to the realization that your P&L is not your cash flow.
No, you're saying your profit and loss statement
right.
you use, yep.
Yeah. Right.
That's extremely critical. We've mentioned it many times to people that are starting a business, and I want to reinforce that because QuickBooks is designed for your tax accountant. It's ideal for doing taxes, but it does not give you a day-to-day cash flow for your business. And the cash flow is what is going to determine if you're going to stay in business. Because if you have X amount coming in, you need to have if you have X amount in expenses, you need to have that same amount coming in or more, mm-hmm. or you're not going to make it. Okay. And that's extremely important.
Yeah, if that bottom line doesn't, you know, turns red at the end of the day, right. that means you're starting with a red number in the morning. You right. have to be able to fix this and be able to understand how it works.
Yeah, and that's a really good point because most people don't realize that, but when you are starting a business, you're starting in the red before you even open your mm-hmm. door. Mm-hmm. And because if you are, like in our case, we're a retail location, so we're paying rent for 3 months before we even open our doors because we had to get product in and get our shelving in and set the store. So those things started to, as we say, run in the red, where you're actually paying out before you're starting to make money.
Right.
And so once you get to that point, when you first open your door, you realize you've accumulated debt before you even start.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have customers coming in the door, you eventually will reach the point of running in the black, which is awesome. That's a great feeling to actually be making money.
I would imagine that was a celebration that afternoon.
It is. That's a good, very, very good feeling. And as our father-in-law said, because he also owns his own business, he said, it's a good feeling when the bleeding stops.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And
you know, cash flow is an interesting concept. It's not only how much is coming in and going out, but when. It's the timing, mm-hmm. and you just alluded to that, Kevin. Mm-hmm. Because when you're starting a new business, or as you pointed out earlier, if you're growing your business and you're going to buy more inventory, what was your point about that inventory?
Well, inventory, you need to look at, in retail, we call it turns, but how many times a product is replaced on the shelf within a certain time frame. And like in our store, we shoot ideally to be every 30 days. But a lot of our things are very perishable. I mean, produce and dairy obviously are more perishable than that. But even other things like cereal, I mean, everything has a date on it, so it's important for us to turn that product. But even if your product is not perishable, if you have a toothbrush sitting on the shelf, you don't want that sitting there for a year because right. It's, you know, in this case it may be $2, but if it's a higher ticket item, that adds up. So your money is tied up sitting on the shelf there. So if you don't sell, if you sell, you know, two of them in a month, you don't need to have a dozen of them on the shelf. Right. If you can find a supplier that will, you know, allow you to purchase smaller quantities, that can really help your cash flow.
I give out the phone numbers one more time. I give 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. And then if you're outside Appleton, you can call us at 866-887-1150.
Okay. Cindy, I'm going to keep with you because you sound like you're the person who was handling the books and so on. One of the things in your business plan, you talked a little bit about, we're talking about cash flow and how important that is, and then we're talking a little bit about the inventories and planning and that. I keep coming back to one of the words that you used when we were talking earlier is the word capital. When you're in your plan, how big a role having sufficient capital and understanding how important that is?
It's surprising how you plan everything and you think you have it all sourced out and you think you have it so that you have extra built in there. And then you actually start to get into the process and what you thought was going to be $2,000 all of a sudden now is $5,000, and what you thought was going to go smoothly now all of a sudden there's an additional fee and an additional expense and everything. So it's so vital to make sure that you have enough capital that it gives you enough time to become profitable, because the biggest reason for businesses going under is they run out of capital and time.
Right.
And customer, the movie, you know, you build it and they will come.
Yes.
They don't seem to come as fast as you would like them to come.
Okay. I think, Tony, I think what we have to do is have Kevin and Cindy come in and teach one of the simple step classes, because this is the stuff that we teach at those courses so that people understand exactly.
That's right.
But to hear people who have experienced it is really great, because it's true. This is the way it works.
It is very true. And I'll reiterate that point, because, you know, in all classes you hear, you know, don't be undercapitalized. But at that point, that is the time to get your capital, is when you're first starting out.
Yes.
So if you're going to talk with a bank, at that point, you know, have a line of credit set aside, yes. Whatever it is. If you can get, you know, $10,000 or $50,000, if you don't use it, that's awesome. It didn't cost you anything.
Right.
But at that point, if you need it 6 months down the road, 9 months down the road, then you have it. Because the problem is, once you are undercapitalized, if you're 2 years into your business, to go to a bank at that point and say, look, I need more money, they're basically going to say, well, let's look at your numbers. And at that point, they're not going to be good numbers. It's very, very difficult to get money at that point.
Very valid point, Kevin. Lenders look at that and say it's a stressed situation, mm-hmm. and the likelihood of not being repaid is higher because of the stress right now. I always tell folks that the better you understand your cash flow, the better your business is going to perform, because every day we make decisions in our business. We just want to try to keep some perspective as to what is the impact of that decision on our cash flow. And we can't do that well if we don't pay attention to our cash flow as frequently as I think you are.
Yeah,
it's really a daily thing. We always talk about keeping the wheel going.
Yes.
But I mean, we get deliveries every day almost from one company, and so with multiple deliveries a week, you know, we need to make sure that we're paying our vendors and they're getting paid also, and so you need to keep that wheel going. So we work on financing or on bill paying, as we say, almost daily.
Now, do you try to manage that as far as taking the time to pay it as long out as possible, cash coming in as quickly as possible? Do you actually intentionally manage that kind of the process?
That's another one of the struggles that you can have in retail, is that your time of terms are different with different vendors. We actually have created a very large spreadsheet that we have all. We deal with like 70 different companies that we purchase from. And we put in all of the invoices and set it up with the time schedule. So we can look at every single week, and it will tell us what bills are due what week. And it's kind of hard when you have a business that is not accounts receivable.
Mm-hmm. You know, do straight cash.
Yeah, because it's cash sale. So you have to predict what you think your sales are going to do. So we use the previous year's sales for each week, and then it gives us at the bottom of the spreadsheet whether we'll be in the red or be in the black. And that helps us to determine all of our payments.
So just because you have an invoice in your hand doesn't mean I'm going to pay it today. That may be due a week from Thursday rather than today.
Exactly.
And you actually schedule that out.
We do. Correct. We have to.
Wow.
Yeah, we have it's an excellent spreadsheet, and it was actually a gift to us. But it's tremendously helpful because some of our companies are 15-day terms, some are 30-day terms, some people we pay when they deliver. Mm-hmm. So we need to keep that wheel turning. The other part, I should define, when we say cash business, obviously we take credit cards.
Oh, yeah.
They hit our bank a day or two after we actually receive them. But we don't have account receivables like a construction company where they're going to build something and have checks coming in.
Yeah. It's interesting because on the SCORE website, we have SBA cash flow spreadsheets out there. And they're for business and for family. And then the business and the family both have two sets. One is a 12-month budget. And for the Eager Beaver, we have the 52-week budget. So it's interesting to hear you say that you're looking at this every week. So many business owners don't do that. They wait monthly or quarterly, unfortunately, sometimes till the end of the year. Then it's too late.
Yeah.
But you have to put your oar in the water. You got to pay attention to those facts.
It makes it much easier to keep track of. And the other thing that is a challenge for a small business is not only, once you have the spreadsheet, that's an excellent source. But the other thing is that it's always time.
Mm-hmm.
With small business owners, you're always trying to find a way that you can get everything done, because not only do you have to have the cash to pay the bills, but you also have to have the time to pay the bills.
Right.
Yeah. Many nights, that's what we do. When we get home, we have the spreadsheet on a computer, so we'll, as we're watching TV or whatever, we'll be working on bills and things. And people don't understand that when you have your own business, you're wearing many hats. There's the accounting hat, there's the marketing hat, there's the working in the business, and then there's working on the business.
Cleaning the restroom hat?
Yes, that one also.
That's the pride of ownership moment.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And scheduling employees and the HR hat, and you need to have time for all of those.
Right.
And so if you're thinking of starting a business, I would set back and think of that first. Do you want to be a business owner, or do you want to be a sole proprietorship where you're the only one in your business? And that's really kind of a basic question. If you're going to be a handyman, do you want to be a handyman and do that as your primary function, or do you want to own a company of handymen?
Yeah,
right. Okay. We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll give out some biz tips, and we'll conclude our program with Kevin and Cindy. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to the final segment this morning. We're visiting with Kevin and Cindy. They're the proud owners of the Free Market located on West Wisconsin Avenue. Share with us again your grand opening plans. You're going to have a grand opening event this week, and your store essentially went from 2,100 square feet.
2,100 square feet.
6,400 square feet.
Right.
So a lot of growth.
We did. We tripled our size, and customers have been asking us for many years for more products, and we basically just ran out of space in the other store. As an example, we had spaghetti boxes faces the narrow way, so you saw a 1-inch box.
Like
one
books
inch square
in the library or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so the new store allows us to display product properly, and it's amazing. When we surveyed our customers before we expanded, and about a third of the things that they wanted, we already carried in our store. They just couldn't find them.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're able to do that much, much better. And it's amazing that the comments have been really, really positive from our customers.
When does your grand opening start, Kevin?
Grand opening starts tomorrow, and it's going to go this entire week through next Saturday.
Okay.
And there are lots of things on sale in the store, lots of good deals, and we'll also be demoing some of the things that we carry from the people, like the coffee roasters actually roast the coffee, the farmers actually grow some of the food. You get to actually meet them and talk with them.
Where are you located?
We're 734 West Wisconsin Avenue in Appleton. It's on the corner of Richmond Street and Wisconsin.
Okay,
and I have to get to the marketing side here, and you're touching on some of it. It sounds like, first of all, the grand opening is full part of your marketing plan.
Yes.
What do you use for marketing? How did you develop your marketing plan?
We took a different approach when we have to remember things have changed dramatically in the last 10 years.
Sure.
And when we first opened in 2003, we used traditional media, newspaper and radio to get the word out. When Facebook came along, we developed Facebook. We also, as part of our being a grocery business, we see the same people all the time. And we really developed relationships with them.
Okay.
We get to know them. We know a lot of people when they come in the store by name. And the new people, we try and introduce ourselves and have it be a family-type feeling.
Okay.
But Facebook is huge for us. And I would definitely recommend having a Facebook presence because it's an excellent way to communicate with customers and to develop that relationship.
And do you use that also to develop information? I mean, you said you talk to your clients, you have your staff talk to them and so on. You develop the information about what they need and what they want through what? Both in-house and also Facebook relationships?
In-house. The two largest sources of us getting new customers are from our existing customer base, from word of mouth, and then social media is next. Mm-hmm. Either Facebook or if you do a Google search, we've been in business long enough, and we have a strong enough presence that if you do a Google search for healthy food or gluten-free food in the Fox Valley, we're going to come up.
Organic food.
Okay, good move. And you've consciously done that, to work that up and keep that moving.
Yes, that's we had a computer consultant help us to find the – and there's different keywords that you can use that will help in searches and to optimize those keywords. And then once you do that and you start to show up, it starts to grow exponentially.
Okay, great.
We're coming up on the end of the program, and as is our tradition at BizTalk, we ask our guests to leave a biz tip, a little pearl of wisdom for the business owners. So we're hoping you each have one.
Okay. Somebody got to start.
Moment of silence.
I guess I'll go back. I mentioned it earlier, but in deciding a business, decide what type of business you want to be.
Yeah.
And I'll mention one book. I'll just throw it out there. I don't know if any of you have heard of Rich Dad, Poor Dad from Robert Kiyosaki.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Very good.
But I recommend reading that because it talks about different styles of owning a business and different philosophies on money. And it's definitely a pearl.
Excellent book. I've read it.
My tip would be to find a network. Find someone else in the business, someone you can talk to, find a mentor, go as many directions as you can, like SCORE, to get professionals, other people that have been in the business that can just be a fresh set of eyes to help you to get
Absolutely.
Through.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid to ask questions.
Great.
Exactly. And ask the hard ones, because you got to be honest with the answers, too.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin and Cindy, for being our guests this morning. It was a great show. Thank you for being a guest on BizTalk.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wish you the very best in your brand new building and your growing business.
Well, come and see us.
Thank you.
So
see you tomorrow.
Everyone should, yes, all week, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And next week, we don't have a guest yet, but watch the website at biztalkwithscore.com.
See, now you can do it too. Yeah.
biztalkwithscore.com. We're going to have that guest out there. And we do have simple steps starting on July 16th. So if you want to sign up for that, please do so. That's only a week away, and a half away.
Yep. Yeah, get out there and let us know that you're coming.
So. Good. Well, we thank you for joining us this morning on the show. We hope you join us again next week. Enjoy the rest of your fourth weekend. Happy fourth, everybody. You've been listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150, WHBY.